Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody. It's Miss Holly from the Good Golly Miss Holly Show. And tonight we are going to be talking about manifesting positivity into our lives and asking the universe to give us divine guidance and blessings. And I'm feeling that we need to pray before we start tonight. So I hope that's okay with everybody. I'm just going to do a little quick prayer. I hope that y'all will join me. Dear kind and gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the opportunities that you have shown to me and others during this trying time. We know that this is a time to grow and to be able to change for the better. And thank you so much for the callers that have come this evening to talk with us and share their dreams and their goals with us this evening. We ask that you bless all of them and help bring their goals and dreams to fruition. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Okay, so tonight we're going to talk about manifesting things and bringing things into fruition. And let me go ahead and get started. We've got 7 callers in the line so far. So let's get the first one.
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing great, thank you. How can we? What do you want? How can we help you this evening?
Well, I would like to manifest a job. I've been looking, and I had a couple interviews, and nothing's panned out yet.
Okay. All righty. So, Laura, what would be the ideal position for you?
I would love to have some kind of a director position in training.
In training? Okay. Alrighty. Yeah. Okay. So now, are you familiar with the fact that the way that this works for me and the reason that I'm talking about it tonight is because I have learned the hard way that you need to actually verbalize it and say it out loud, what you want. I have learned this myself, and so that's what we're doing this evening, and we're praying over these things. Is that okay with you if we do that?
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Oh, shush, my pleasure. Thank you for calling in. Alrighty, so we want you to, let's see, we've got a director and trainer, correct?
So it would be like a training director or
training
a learning
director. Okay.
Yeah.
And do you want to work at home or do you want to work in an office?
A combination of both would be good.
Okay. And enough money to cover your needs, correct?
Yes, and to purchase a home.
And purchase a home. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So let me go over this with you real quick, and then we will get to it. Okay, so I've got training director working from home and in office and making enough money to cover your needs and to purchase a home. Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, Laura. All right, so what I want you to do is we're going to do this together. So what I want you to do is I want you to take a couple of great big deep breaths for me. Okay, let's take another one. All right, now let's close our eyes. And Laura, and this is going to sound really silly, but I don't believe in boundaries when it comes to energy and things like that. So would you please, if you don't mind, put your hands out in front of you and imagine your hands holding mine.
Holding yours?
Yes.
Okay.
Now we're going to pray. Alrighty.
Okay.
Dear kind and gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for bringing Laura to us today. We ask that you bring to her a training director job and that she can work both from home and at the office. And we ask you that you show her this opening quickly, Lord. And we also show her being successful and happy in this new position and changing people's lives and teaching them new things so they can do better things for themselves and their family. And we also ask, Lord, that you make the salary for this position enough to cover her needs and for her to purchase a new home. And we know that you will bless her with this, and we know that she will be able to bless other people with her knowledge and her compassion. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
That was okay. Great. Yes.
Thank you so much. My pleasure. Thank you so much. So a couple of things. Burn a green candle for me. That brings in health and wealth. And put a bay leaf in your wallet. That should help things. In your wallet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling. God bless, and you have a great evening.
You too.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You're on the air with Miss Holly. How are you this evening?
Hi, Miss Holly. I'm doing okay. I'm calling your show. So,
thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you. You do a lot of different things. I was reading about you, you know, on the blog. So interesting.
Yes, I do a lot of different things. So, what can I help you with this evening?
It was a difficult day. I found out I need up to 3,000 plus. Well, I will have up to 3,000 plus dental bill coming in.
Okay.
And I've got some car issues, and I just had a health crisis. So that was a major thing that I'm dealing with. And then these things kind of hit me, and I simply want, two things. As I was listening to you, I realized I also want to be peaceful about this and to believe that I'll be taken care of. But I need to get an extra job, maybe cleaning house or something, but I'm also, part of me doesn't want it because I'm also healing a very serious health crisis. So, but I do need to get something.
Okay.
So I can start putting something aside for these huge bills.
Okay. Okay. All righty. So we've got, you need an extra, so you need a job that, maybe not a cleaning job, but a job that will provide you extra income to pay off these bills, but also allow you to heal.
That's right. And I've done things like house cleaning and pet sitting and dog walking and so on. I've also done CNA, but I don't think I really want to do that with COVID.
No. No. Let me ask you a question. Have you thought of doing any type of, I don't know, customer service or anything like that online at home?
Customer service how?
Oh, answering phone calls, taking orders, that type of thing?
Well, I have to do, I can't declare the income.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, but thank you. Yeah, that would be a pretty, you know, workable thing to do, but.
The other suggestion that I would have for you is that sometimes there are jobs and places that are freelance jobs on things like Fiverr. And
like what?
Fiverr, it's F-I-V-E-R,
Fiverr.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they do editing jobs. They do writing jobs. They do all sorts of things. And you can, and it's all freelance work.
And I've never heard of that, Fiverr.
Yeah, Fiverr.com.
Okay.
Yes.
I will Google it.
Yeah, Google it and take a look at that and see if there's something on there that you might be able to help somebody with.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, sure. Yeah. My pleasure. Absolutely. So can I have your name, please, so we can pray together?
My name? Oh, thank you. My name's Pat.
All righty. And Pat, are you comfortable praying to the Lord, or is there, what are you comfortable praying with?
The Lord is fine. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, sure. Absolutely. My pleasure. Okay. So let's go ahead and take a couple of deep breaths. Okay. And then, Pat, I'm going to ask you to put your hands out in front of you and visualize us holding hands together. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
I got the phone in one. Phone's in one. Is that okay?
That works just fine, sweet pea.
Okay. All right.
Lord doesn't sweat the small stuff. Okay. All righty. Here we go. Dear kind and gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Pat. And we see her being healed. We see her body being healed. We see her finances being healed. We see her teeth being healed, and we see her finding work that will allow her to do some freelancing and be able to pay those bills without worrying about having to declare the funds that she makes from that. We ask you to bring this quickly to her, and we see her helping others and blessing others with the services that she provides and with her warm heart and generosity. And Lord, we ask you to help Pat no longer feel stiff and suffer and sore. Yes. We see her healing and be able to enjoy these beautiful fall and winter months ahead of us and not be worried about financial strife. We see prosperity for her and joy for her again. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. That was wonderful and perfect and lovely. And thank you so much.
You're welcome, my dear. Of course. Absolutely. You have a blessed
and you're,
year. And you,
You're wonderful. Your presence, your spirit is really wonderful.
Oh, well, thank you. This is only the third time that I've done a radio show in my entire life. The second show was yesterday.
Well, then I'm going to give you feedback. You got everything I asked for and more. You got everything, which is not typical. And you added so much more that's meaningful. And congratulations and good luck to you. And I also want to tell you, I heard this. I was listening to this today or yesterday. And they were saying, your light sometimes... Something about your light will affect 10,000 people. People you don't even know, people that walk by you that you don't even realize are walking by you will pick up on your energy. And I heard that today partly to send to you because you've got wonderful healing light that I guess you're not just helping me and you're not just helping the listeners. It's going out there and affecting many others. So I will look for you again, and I'm really grateful. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Please follow me, and please keep in touch with me because I want to know what's going on, okay? And you've got me sitting here crying, Pat.
Well,
thank you so much.
It's genuine. It's absolutely genuine. I just felt this as soon as I heard your voice. So thank you so much.
You're welcome, my
thank
love.
You.
God bless.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye-bye, sweetheart. Oh, my gosh, y'all. I'm all teary now. Hang on a minute. Sorry about that. Okay. Goodness me. Just love it when we have God moments. It's just amazing. Hello, 205. You're on the air with good golly, Miss Holly. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well. How are you, Miss Holly?
I'm doing awesome. Can I have your name, please?
My name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. What can we do for you this evening?
I just had to blow out before I say anything. Well, I have two things.
Okay.
I have one is about love. It's been a couple of years since I've had a long-term relationship, so I am welcoming that in my life.
Yay! Okay.
Yes. A God-fearing man who's respectful, who knows how to communicate, who's loyal, burden-free, available, financially stable, and fun-loving. I'm a fun-loving guy. And there's other things, but I know I can't. I mean, and this will be, I'll be reading it out until tomorrow sometime if I continue, so. That's number one.
Okay.
And second thing is my daughter, she's 25, and a couple of months ago she lost custody of the 3 and 6 year old that I have now.
Oh, honey.
Yes. And before this happened, I was in nursing school, I had a job, and the last of my three, which is the youngest under her, 22, she had moved out. So the next was pretty much empty, and I, you know, had my own little follies and peace and all of that around here. So now it's just full of me trying to keep up with a 3 and a 6 year old. So, you know, me praying to God for more energy and, you know, taking care of them, which I love them. They're my grandkids. But I want to pray that she gets her stuff together. Really get her stuff together, Tara, so she is the God loaned her. Now, God blessed her with these children so she could raise them, not me.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
I want her to get her stuff together soon enough, soon, so she can get her two back and take care of them the way that a mother should. And yes, those are the two things that I would like to pray in ministry.
Okay. So you want love. That's a man. You want a man who is a man, who is responsible, loving, not screwed up man. A man that does not need to be fixed.
Yes.
That can honor you for who you are.
Yes.
And not, okay. Well, that's. All right. Now, let me ask you something, Patricia. You need energy and you need divine intervention.
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, honey, no. Thank you for coming on the show. This is. I got, you know, word from my angels that we needed to do this tonight, and this is not what I normally do on the show. But I had this very, very big impression that this is what we needed to do tonight. So this is what we're doing, and because I'm all about helping people to find that divine connection for themselves. That's my whole thing. So, and your little is it a little boy, a little girl, or two boys?
Two boys.
Okay. So these two little boys need a mama.
Mm-hmm.
But they also know that they are loved.
Yes.
And they are safe.
Yes.
And they are valuable.
Very. Yes.
Okay. All righty. So, you ready?
Yes. Yes, okay. I have my hands out waiting to place your hands into my hands. I'm waiting on you.
Okay. All right, Pat. I'm going to put my hands on top of yours.
Yes.
Oh, and we're going to take a couple deep breaths. That's my girl. Okay. Heavenly Father, we ask you to surround Pat with her angels and let her know that her angels are present. She is working everything that she can for these two boys who are the apples of her eye and the owners of her heart. We see these boys feeling loved, safe, protected, and cherished. And we also see these boys growing into strong, responsible, respectful, smart young men. We ask you to show these two boys, illuminate the path for them, and bring people into their lives that will encourage them and teach them and show them the right way to be a godly man. And Lord, we see Pat meeting a godly man, a man who is responsible and will treat her like the queen that she is and cherish her and these two boys, that will have fun with her, pray with her, sing with her, cry with her, and help her shoulder the heavy load that she has and joyously do so. Lord, we ask you to surround Pat's daughter with love and forgiveness. We ask that you take the hurt and the stigma she feels about herself away. We ask you to show her the mirror of how you see her. A beautiful, whole, loving mother, responsible mother and daughter who nurtures her children, who can take care of her children and take care of herself. We ask you to boost her confidence and to take any type of addiction that she has away so she can get back with her children and teach them the right way. We also want you to bring music into her daughter's life. It's missing, Lord. There was a song in her heart at one time, but it's now silent. We see that song returning to her heart and feeling that warm and beautiful love, and that the world is a beautiful place and not the horrible place that she thinks it is at the moment.
that you protect and love this entire family and bring wonderful, positive people into their lives to help them move forward, to lift them up, and to praise them. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Now, you have me in tears, Miss Holly. Such a beautiful, beautiful prayer.
Oh.
Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure, my sweetie. Thank you so much for listening to me. Make sure you follow the show. And, you know, you can email me and follow me on Facebook. I want to know what's going on, okay? And if you need more prayer, you let me know, okay?
Yes.
Because we all about prayer.
Yes. Thank you.
Prayer work. You're welcome, my darling. Have a good evening. Bye. God bless. Okay.
Hello.
551, this is Miss Holly. How may I help you this evening?
Hi, Miss Holly. How are you?
I'm doing great. May I have your name?
Sure, it's T.
T? Okay.
Yes.
What can I do for you? What can I do for you this evening, my darling?
Just manifesting this deal with a record label, and just getting more into the industry.
Oh! Okay. Okay. We all over that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you become famous, you have to come back and let me in. Just so you know.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I will, Miss Holly. And I'm also, oh, I forgot, and getting into the, because I got into some schools, but getting into the law school that I want for entertainment law.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. All right, T. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
Put your hands in mine, sweet pea.
Okay.
Take a couple deep breaths together. Okay. Lord, thank you so much for bringing me this beautiful angel on my show. I have just got goosebumps from speaking with this wonderful, wonderful young woman. We know that she has the voice of an angel, and we also know that you gave her a great big brain, Lord. And we are so, so thrilled about the opportunity for her to not only be able to make a record deal, but also go to law school and help other artists get fair contracts and be treated for the artists that they are, and protect herself and others from inscrutable people, which unfortunately there are some in the music industry. We ask that you bless her with the right people in her life, and that she runs into contact with the right producers and the right recording studio people to bring her dream to fruition, because it's going to bless so many people. It's going to light up the world. And we need more people to light up the world, Lord. So we see her lighting up the world and spreading her music everywhere to empower people, to empower women, to let their voices be heard. Let her voice be heard. And we ask that she gets into the school of her dreams, and that she is successful in law school. so she can go on to help others as well as herself. You have blessed this child so much. And with so much blessings, there is a lot of responsibility. But this child knows that and is willing to take that on. We see her being successful in everything that she does. And remembering that it is all up to you. We say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
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 Thank you. Do you have any like messages or any advice for me?
Yes, I do. Hold on to who you are and make sure you stay true to yourself. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. And don't forget who's in charge.
Okay.
Okay? God bless, Sweet Pea. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Unmuted.
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air with Miss Holly. How are you doing this evening?
Oh, hi, Miss Holly. I'm good. I have two. I'm looking for my soulmate, my companion, someone to marry and to be there for me and for me for him. And also, I don't like the job I'm at, and I'm moving November 1st. I need a teacher aid job closer to home. I'm going tomorrow to one that's a little bit further than I would like, but I'm going there. I used to work there. I don't know if they're going to rehire me. I have to fill out all the paperwork, or if I should just try something closer. I need to support myself and to pray for my son who's going into the Marines in January.
Okay. Okay. All righty. So let me just go over this with you. Have I ever spoken with you before?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. You sound like someone that I spoke with the other day, but I'm glad. Thank you so much for calling. Okay. First of all, can I have your name, please?
Suzanne.
Suzanne. Okay, love. And you need a man in a new relationship in your life.
A man, right? Like you told the other caller, a man.
Man who doesn't need to be fixed, man.
Yes, and who loves and has enough money to go on dates. And
a man who's employed, is sure of himself, knows what he wants out of life, is looking for a partner, all those type of things. Gotcha,
yes.
Suzanne. Okay. And then we need to find a new teacher's aid position closer to home.
Yeah, I'm
correct?
A bus monitor now, but it's far and I don't like the job at all.
Okay. All right. And then your son's going in the Marines in January.
Yes.
Okay. All righty. You ready, Suzanne?
I am.
Okay. So let's take a couple deep breaths. Okay. Now I want you to put your hands in mine. Heavenly Father, thank you for Suzanne. And her joy of life. And thank you for her perseverance that you bring a man in her life that will appreciate her sense of humor and her relationship with her son. We ask that this man be able to stand on his own two feet and be a man looking for a woman to share his life with, the happinesses and the sad times. One that will take her out to wine and dine and perhaps a little dancing. But will honor her and help her make a wonderful life. We also ask that you feed her passion to be a teacher's aide and to get her into a position closer to home where she can, the teachers. We see her being very successful with this and enjoying her work. And lastly, but goodness knows not least, we ask that you bless and protect and strengthen your son. We see him going to boot camp and being successful. He will overcome the hardships that he will face and become an exemplary Marine. He will also feel his mother's love and his God's protection. And I also see him protecting his platoon. And helping them succeed as well. You'll be a good team member and eventually a leader of men. And I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. I hope that helped.
It did. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye. 203, you're on the air with Good Golly, Miss Holly.
Oh, you already helped me. But I'm looking for a man, too, if you don't have any other callers.
I don't.
Okay.
No, you're my last one. Yeah. I'm thinking I'm going to end it early tonight. So.
Okay. Well, I've been single for over 30 years. And the past couple of years, I'm really ready to have a life partner. I know I have more healing to do, so I'm patient, but I'm looking for a package deal with all the things that I've been without for so long, which is security, and I'd love to be living in nature and with a friend, companion, love.
You know what? You don't need to fix yourself. Your guides are telling me you don't need to fix yourself.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Get out of that mindset.
Okay.
Get out of that mindset.
Okay.
Yeah. Because, yeah, that's holding you back.
Okay. That's
okay.
Good to hear.
You don't need to be fixed. You do not need to be fixed. You are wonderful the way that you are.
Okay.
And the sooner that you start incorporating that into your life and into your persona, that's when the world will open up to you to romance us.
Okay. I hear you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I tell you what, let's pray for someone to come into your life, but let's also pray for you accepting the fact that you're wonderful right now.
Okay.
Okay. Is that all right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's great.
Okay. All righty. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Dear kind and gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for allowing. I'm so sorry. What's your name again, please, sweetie?
Pat. It's Pat.
Pat. I'm sorry. My brain is
that's okay.
Mush.
No. Don't apologize.
Okay. We, dear kind and gracious Heavenly Father, we ask double blessings on Pat. Pat has infinite patience and is infinitely kind. And Pat has a beautiful and fun heart. And she needs to embrace, and we see her embracing, the beautiful woman in spirit that she is. And that she realizes that she is blessed and such a blessing to those around her. Let her see the light that she sheds upon others reflected back into her spirit. Let her feel that warm love and light. And as she fills up with that light, let it shine to the man that will honor her for the goddess that she is. A man from nature. A green man, if you will. One that is restored and healed and is looking for a relationship on equal footing. This man is financially stable, knows who he is, and knows what a blessing it is to have a beautiful, grounded woman in his life. And will know instantly that Pat is that woman. The connection will be very, very strong, like two beautiful light beings meeting for the first time and shooting off a rainbow of colors as the light intertwines between the two of them. It'll be a great blessing to each other and to all around them. We say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. I've received so many blessings from you tonight.
Oh,
you really? You changed my day. It was a hard day, and you turned it for me.
Well, you turned it for me, too. So
thank you.
We're meant to be, you know, it's a God thing.
Yeah, thank you so
much.
We're
just the conduits. You're welcome, sweet pea. Have a good evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you again. Bye-bye. Bless
you. Oh,
bless
I can hardly
you.
Wait. God bless you too, sweet pea.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Okay, so it looks like that is all the callers for this evening. I'm going to wait a few minutes if somebody else wants to call in and get a reading or manifest something. Please give me a call. In the meantime, we're going to talk about getting rid of negative energy on in your homes and things like that, especially with winter coming and the fall coming, and we're going to be stuck inside like we haven't been stuck inside all summer. But so one of the things that I say a lot on this show, and I said it yesterday and I'll say it again today, is, oh, we've got a new caller coming in. All right. Hold on 1 second. This is Miss Holly. This is Miss Holly. Are you there? Hello? Hello? Yes, ma'am? Okay. So, salt is a really great thing to use to help keep negative energy from your home. So, a couple of things that I do is I keep little bowls of salt by my doors. I go to the Dollar Tree or order stuff online from places like, you know, Amazon, things like that, and get cute little bowls. I also get bowls that are kind of seasonal, you know, shaped in like acorns or leaves or something like that. And I fill them with Himalayan salt. But the other thing that I do is I also pour salt, not iodized salt, but Himalayan salt or finely ground kosher salt on my carpets and vacuum it. That gets up the negative energy in a hurry. And there are so many of us out there that are dealing with financial struggles and things like that. Helping get rid of the negative energy allows prosperity to flow into your home. And so salt is a really good thing for that. What we're going to leave with tonight, I'm going to pray with everybody, and then we're going to cut out a few minutes early. I appreciate everybody that called this evening, and I really appreciate your patience with me as we figure this show out. We will have another show on Thursday, and that will be a reading show. So let me go ahead and pray with everybody. Dear kind and gracious Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this new opportunity. And thank you so much for the opportunity to pray with so many wonderful people tonight. I also want to thank you for my wonderful husband, Jeff, and my wonderful sister, Helen, and her lovely, wonderful husband, Alex, and my friend, Journey Ryan, who put me on this radio show and introduced me to so many things that I had no idea I had the ability to do. And I am very, very grateful for that relationship and all the relationships in my life that bless me so much every day. And thank you again so much for this opportunity to bring this message to the world. I say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, I'm going to say goodnight. I hope everybody has a good evening. And we will see everybody on Thursday for a regular reading night. God bless everybody. Good night.